I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime. All right, good morning. Welcome to the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. I'm here weekdays, 9 to 11 o'clock. You want to be an independent thinker? I got a safe space for you here. Okay, my quotes of the day today are about the party stuff, and I got to tell you, I've never seen a time in our nation's history where more people are getting screwed over by both parties, and yet people retain their political affiliations and continue to travel in their tribes. It's bizarro to me as somebody on the outside of it. But anyway, we'll get into that. And I ran into a personal story around COVID and vaccines this weekend I wanted to share, and certainly goes along with a lot of news that's come out. And I think it's all important stuff. WYAB, let me just say a word to you about WYAB. WYAB is basically the second opinion network when it comes to many, many different things, but particularly when it has come to COVID and to the vaccine rollout. Because I started thinking about it the other day, and I've asked people, I listen to WYAB during the day. I don't generally even surf. And so I've asked people what other radio stations were doing. I know what the major news outlets are doing, both local and national, on the big three channels here. I know what the Clarion Ledger's doing. And so I got reports from people on what other radio stations, conservative talk radio stations, are doing here in Jackson. I didn't get any reports on if there's liberal radio out there, what they're saying, but I can only imagine. Democrats certainly don't seem to be putting up much resistance to the vaccine program. WYAB may be the only outlet in central Mississippi that is advising any level of caution whatsoever. And the interesting thing to me about that is I'm going to give you statistics today that are real world statistics. I'm not a conspiracy guy on this issue. I am completely open to the idea that mRNA vaccines are the greatest leap forward in modern medicine in decades. I'm open to that. It's just I know they haven't tested this thing, and that's why I've urged caution from the very beginning. I told my kids, don't line up, don't be first for a vaccine because it's still in a trial period. But the statistics are starting to come in, and they're real-world statistics. But WYAB, I believe, may be the only outlet. So whether or not, even if you're wildly pro-vaccine, you should think there is some value in a station that is so independent, beholden to nobody, taking marching orders from nobody, that there's a value to that. Everybody says they want to find it. You know, they just want independence. You know, so many groups are bought and paid for. Well, you got it here. You may not always agree with me or with some of the other hosts here, but you're hearing kind of unvarnished material here. It is not compromised. So I'll tell you what, it's made me proud to be a part of this station. Quotes of the day today. This is Friedrich Nietzsche. Everything the state says is a lie, and everything it has stolen. That's pretty succinct. That might be good enough and short enough for a tattoo. Everything the state says is a lie, and everything it has stolen. Edward R. Murrow said, a nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. And this is from Gary D. Barnett. He wrote, we are in the midst of hell on earth, all brought about by the ruling class and their corrupt and criminal pawns in the government, and all the pathetic masses can muster as a solution is to choose one master or another to pray to as their political god. Amen, Gary D. Barnett. And then there was this from Dr. John Wright of Bradford Royal Infirmary over in England. He said, quote, children are a lost tribe in the pandemic. While they remain, for the most part, perplexingly immune to the health consequences of COVID-19, their lives and daily routines have been turned upside down. Our children are the lost tribes, and I appeal to all of the parents out there, the aunts and uncles, the grandparents. We should not have allowed this to happen to our children, and we are at the cusp of robbing them of a second year if we allow these control freaks to have their way. More about that in a minute, but I wanted to do this story real quick. I have taken it on as my responsibility here at the Mike Madison Show to pass along thank yous that are never directed where they should be. When we fight a war for another country, I make sure to say thank you. The other, week before last, I made sure to pass along, as the Taliban had acquired, I believe, 700 new military vehicles, tons and tons of weapons and ammunition and other supplies left behind in Afghanistan, I passed along a thank you to you, the U.S. taxpayer, from the Taliban, because they either they don't have the courtesy and good manners to thank us directly, or it just hasn't made it to the shores of the United States. So I pass along the thank yous when I think they're deserved, and I wanted to pass along another thank you here to the U.S. taxpayer. Well, really, not so much the taxpayer, just the average U.S. citizen here. The ultra-rich Palm Beach community saw the average single-family home hit $11.7 million in the second quarter, up 38% from a year earlier. Real estate brokers say there's a steady flow of hedge fund managers, private equity chiefs, and other financial elites moving from New York and New Jersey. Quote, "This is a whole reset of the market," said Jonathan Miller, CEO of Miller Samuel, the appraisal firm. Quote, "We're now seeing $50 million transactions on almost a weekly basis. That's a big change, and it appears to be sustainable." So what I want to do is make sure that I pass on a big thank you to all of the U.S., all of you little people out there who have sacrificed any return on your savings whatsoever for the past 13 years so that the biggest Wall Street elite class can scoop up endless zero interest rate money and buy big assets. See, I may be the only place where this is pointed out pretty consistently, but while blacks were yelling at whites and white liberals were calling Trump supporters Nazis and Trumpers were celebrating cups of liberal tears, you know, while we're all out here just duking it out with each other, these people, these financial elites have been backing up the truck. Beep, beep, beep. And they've just been robbing all of you. While you're out in the streets fighting, they're coming in your back doors and they're basically taking everything you have. And now you're seeing your purchasing power take a huge nosedive while these elites are flooding into Palm Beach and doing $50 million mansion transactions every single week. Your real wages for the average middle class person, and this has been going on for about 50 years, real wages for the average American have been declining. This is why it has taken so much more debt to maintain the illusion of prosperity and to try to keep up your standard of living. But real wages have been falling. Inflation's been ticking up. Those are kind of hand in hand. The senior citizens out there, I still am looking for the senior citizen outrage out there for the last 13 years. As senior citizens who were relying on things like CDs and savings accounts and bonds, you know, they needed a conservative portfolio. They took you down from about 6% a year on your CDs down to a quarter of 1%, and you said nothing. Well, where that money went, this is the greatest wealth transfer in the history of the United States from the average American up to the 0.1% of people. And the evidence of it is everywhere. I've been talking about it for 4 years, but it's never been as apparent as it is right now. Our children, again, I don't know why I've got such a soft spot for kids, you know. Maybe we're just supposed to just throw them in the pool, turn our backs, and teach them to swim, but our children cannot even afford homes now. That American dream is going to be tougher and tougher and tougher and tougher and tougher. And the American people say absolutely nothing about it. They're too concerned with unfriending people on Facebook that disagree with them. And the thing is, you know, I'm all for people becoming rich and buying $50 million homes if they can afford it. $50 million homes create a lot of jobs. And if anybody works really hard and earns $50 million that they can plunk down just on their residence, I am all for that. I'm a capitalist. The problem is that's not what's happening here. You have got a financial elite class that has set up the system to where they just cannot lose. And even when they make a big mistake, we bail them out. And meanwhile, as I say again, you people are out in the streets fighting with each other. It is absolutely amazing. But courtesy of the Federal Reserve and both political parties and every president, Biden, including Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, this has been going on for decades and decades. So let me know when you finally catch a clue and figure out who is really crushing the middle class, because you are living through the greatest wealth transfer from the working class. And by when I say working class, I mean all the way up to the orthopedic surgeon. From the janitor to the orthopedic surgeon, every single one of them are having purchasing power and their wealth robbed of them by the same political class, the uniparty that it is. But liberals want to blame Trump and the middle class Trump supporter. And conservatives want to blame Biden and their liberal cousin for this stuff. Conservatives think China and Iran is the greatest threat to our future. And Democrats think Russia is the biggest threat and white supremacy. And there is really only one huge, looming, apparent, obvious, right in our face threat to the average American's way of life. And it's happening right in front of your face. And people can't or refuse to either acknowledge it or fix it. But anyway, big thank you to everybody out there from the Wall Street elites who are now flooding into Palm Beach. I don't know if you'll get an invitation to a barbecue or anything. I wouldn't hold my breath. I don't think that's forthcoming, but I will pass along from them to you. Thank you for sacrificing. Thank you for sacrificing the middle class. Thank you for sacrificing our children's future. It has worked out tremendously for these Wall Street elites. I'll be right back.
If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at DanksMillerCorey.com.
Thing that is fairly interesting to me is, particularly on the conservative side of things, most of the people that I talk to are Republicans or conservatives. I mean, I'm in Mississippi, but I've got a lot of friends outside the state. But I'd say the vast majority of people are Republicans and conservatives. Everybody's familiar with the divide and conquer motto, essentially. You know, that's how you do it, right? You divide everybody, and then that's how you conquer them. But most people still participate in it. It seems like we should kind of catch a clue and get on with it. So there's the red team versus blue team. There's white versus black. There's white versus Hispanic. There's all these divisions. So many people participate in them, but they're familiar with the divide and conquer as a theory, and they understand that it actually works. But I'm going to allow myself to, and this is right and left. I mean, both people should understand it. But now we've got the new division, don't we? So we've had the white versus black, the Republican versus Democrat, the liberal versus conservative, the wealthy versus the rest of us. I mean, you know, there's just, they've picked apart every little group and tried to, the straight versus gay. They've done it all. But now we're seeing the newest one. The vaxxed versus the unvaxxed. And this might actually be one of the most nefarious, because the vaxxed who believe this garbage, and I'm not even talking about the vaccine within this context, but the vaxxed people who believe this idea that the unvaccinated people are a threat to them and to their way of life, to their actual lives. They think that people like myself who are in the control group, I think I'm such a hero for volunteering to be in the control group of this huge experiment. I'm risking my life for science. But the vaxxed are being convinced that the unvaccinated, but of course this goes back a ways. We've talked about it here. In Mississippi, there's a lot of parents out there, a lot of conservative parents too, who believe that they should enforce the 72 rounds of vaccinations on everybody's child, even if the parent doesn't want it for their own child. People have thought, well, I should demand that everybody's little Jill and Johnny is vaccinated because my precious cargo is vaccinated and I don't want them to be a danger to my child. Well, how do you feel about that now? And I'm really wondering until how long there until there's really violence that starts to hit the news where the unvaccinated are treated like some kind of a biological threat. And people act on it. We already saw this. We saw people lose their minds and commit acts of violence based on mask wearing. So you can just imagine the vaxxed versus the unvaxxed is going to be an absolute catastrophe. And we need to quit falling for this tactic. This idea of separating people. If you're vaccinated, what do you have to fear? That's what all of us in the control group ask you continually. What do you have to fear? You took the vaccine because you think it works. So why do you care what decisions we make? And again, I'm just in the control group. It's not ideological for me. I'm volunteering, risking my life so that you can prove the efficacy and safety of your vaccine. Because if I die of COVID and you're vaccinated and you don't die of COVID, then that's a victory for you. I really think those of us not vaccinated are heroes in this. But in the divide and conquer, too, it's on both sides. If you don't want the vaccine, don't automatically think that the people getting the shot are stupid. I'm hearing people say, let them all die. It's natural selection. Do you know how often people on every side of the aisle, black, white, young, old, Democrat, Republican, are hoodwinked by stuff? You know, Republicans went along with the war on terror, right? That you went along with the Patriot Act, right? That you're all going along with the money printing that is destroying your financial futures, right? Everybody gets hoodwinked by something. I was hoodwinked by the war party. I've been hoodwinked by the pharmaceutical companies long ago in the past. That's in the rearview mirror in my life. But I certainly believed that they were heroes of our society at one point in my life. So I don't look at anybody who gets a vaccine. I don't think they're stupid. I don't think they should die. It's going to clear the gene pool. This is another one. You're falling for another one of the divides. And if you like the vaccine, don't fall for the idea that the unvaccinated are some kind of a danger to you or society. They're talking right now about the pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's what they're calling it. And this is interesting because I had a function coming up this coming weekend. It's actually a memorial get-together of a bunch of people who have put off a memorial for almost a year, 9 months, after a good friend of all of ours died. And because of COVID and because some elderly people will be involved, we all deferred and didn't get together at the time. And so we scheduled a memorial for this coming weekend. The memorial was canceled yesterday because two of the hosts of the memorial, and I don't take any pleasure in this, it is just a fact, two of the hosts, the fully vaccinated hosts, have come down with anyone? Anyone? That's right, COVID. One of them is feeling quite ill right now. So if you are a big vaccine pusher and you're believing this stuff, and I've got other statistics today, hang in there with me. If you want to hear, these are just real world statistics. I'm not going to, you know, look, I don't like to exaggerate anything that I cover on this show. I think it harms my credibility to jump on everything, and it undermines the need for me to do any research. I will not say that everybody who's been vaccinated was going to die in the next 3 years. We don't know that because the vaccine hasn't been out for 3 years. Nobody can know that. There are scientists that are pointing to markers and saying these are times we really need to pay attention to. They're concerned about this or that. But why would I come out there and say anything like that when we, quite obviously, I cannot judge other people for saying things they can't back up if I say a bunch of things I can't back up. You're not going to hear me talking about the vaccine being mind control shots and that it's working with 5G. because I've seen no credible evidence of that. That may turn out to be the case in today's bizarro science fiction world. Who knows? But I would urge you, if you are talking to people and you're debating the vaccine, when you throw up these things that you cannot back up, it undermines your credibility with people. And this is part of what divides us. People will dismiss things. The more far-fetched the idea is, the more readily you will be dismissed by somebody, even if in the end you get proven right about some of these things. Look, I do not believe the official story of 9/11. That repulses some people. I've had conversations with people where they think I'm insane. I've done my research on it. I've studied it extensively. So I'm not somebody who is scared of any level of controversy or being judged in any way, but don't cling to things that you just heard one person say in passing without examining their record. I mean, you really have to do your research. I don't do things that are speculation on this show. At least I really try. I will express my concerns, but I also know that my concerns could be unfounded. But I've got news today that is showing the direction of this vaccine program, and it is concerning. If within a few hosts of this party, two of them who have been vaccinated now have COVID, that's just two people. There have been hundreds of millions of people who have been vaccinated. That is just two people. But within a group of about four or five people hosting a party, when two of those five come down with it. So this idea that this is some kind of a pandemic of the unvaccinated is going to be proven to you, just as this show develops today, to be absolutely untrue. It is just untrue. So we're going to take a look at this and kind of tie a bow on this whole idea of division. And now we have this vaxxed versus unvaxxed, black versus white, Republican. It's just all of these levels of it. Just quit falling for this stuff. I have a long record on the show of saying that I don't do lateral hate. I spent some time this weekend talking to a good number of people. People in this state, other states. I think I talked to two or three Democrats. And we had great conversations. And we even discussed politics. One person who's pretty hip to the vaccine, I talked to them for a while too. Never getting angry at them, never judging them. They're not stupid. I don't think they're stupid. So it's pretty easy to have a conversation with somebody. They just see it differently than I do. I stated my case. They stated their case. We went about our business and we laughed and talked about a whole host of different things. I don't do lateral hate. I reserve my anger for those at the top that are creating these divisive issues and destroying this society. They know what they're doing. Quit falling for it. Whether you are on the vaxxed or the unvaxxed side, do not view the other side as enemies that you hope they all die. We've got people out there who say that they want all the unvaccinated people to just die. You get what's coming to you. Do you not understand you have been hoodwinked into believing that? And it's a disgusting, disgusting idea. Just as is anybody who believes that everybody who gets the vaccine is idiot and this is just Darwinism and they should all die. And I do certainly do not have all the answers and I do not know the future of this vaccine. But what I do know is we would all be better off if we stopped fighting amongst ourselves and started taking that energy to dethrone this political and scientific class that is seeking to dominate all of us. Because even you vaxxed people, you may be pumped up about this one. You may not like the next one, but you're going to have a hard time resisting if you participate in trying to bulldoze and force and mandate this thing through on this round. It is, U.S. history is just littered with people tolerating things and then being shocked when it's used against them. We need to quit falling for this stuff. All right, when I come back, I'm going to start getting into some of these things that are happening around the world right now. These are just real world things. They're just statistics. This is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. This is actually much, much more concerning than that.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. Going to throw some statistics at you that I think most people probably aren't aware of, no matter what side of the vaccine issue you're on. And let me say this. I just made the mistake again. A caller called during the break, made a point. This is not a vaccine. And he's right. He's absolutely right. I use that vernacular probably because that's how it's reported in the news, but it's probably pretty lazy. I should just call it a shot. It does not meet the definition of a vaccine. It's not designed to prevent a disease. It is to get your body to... It's a gene therapy is what it is. But caller is right about that. So I'll try to refer to it just as the shot, the jab. I've never seen a marketing push like we've had with this thing where they just constantly show with every news story a needle going into someone's arm. Usually that's kind of the last part of the sales job. You know, you might want to talk about the benefits of this, but you don't want to show this piece of steel piercing someone's skin. That's not a comfortable image. They've gone full on with it this time. Everything is, it's all about jamming that needle in an arm. I guess it's to normalize it. I don't know. Still kind of creeps me out. I'm not a needles guy. But there are some interesting statistics out there because I am going to fight back against this idea. And I'm going to use the term now because this is how they're reporting it. They say this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So let's take a look at some of the statistics around the world. And it's always helpful. One of the problems is Americans are in their bubble. We very rarely look at any foreign media, take in statistics from foreign countries. Let's see here. Stories of Britain and Israel. Great Britain and Israel saw huge declines in their cases after their vaccine program started, after their shot. It's going to be hard. Their shot program started. I've been pointing out constantly through the last 3 or 4 months, it's called seasonality. It happens with every single virus that floats around every single year. Then into the spring and summer months, it goes down. I think it was planned that way to start this shot program to take advantage of seasonality to claim victory when everything goes away in the spring and summer or declines dramatically. Anyway, in the United Kingdom, cases fell about 97%. The country had almost as many cases each day in January as in all of May. Israel saw a similar trend, and deaths followed cases down. The drops led to considerable chest thumping among vaccine advocates and the media. Quote, UK eager for big reopening thanks to vaccine success. That was the Associated Press's headline on May 14th. Another one, Israel. This is a quote from Reuters. 9 days after that, Israel to end COVID-19 restrictions after vaccine success. That's a Reuters headline. Unfortunately, the good news didn't last. At the beginning of June, COVID cases started to rise in both Israel and Britain. And in the last 3 weeks, cases have soared, rising 15-fold since mid-May in the United Kingdom. At first, vaccine advocates tried to argue that the rise was mainly happening in unvaccinated people. And this is what you're hearing right now. You will hear it over and over again. They've sent this out to the media. We're calling this a pandemic of the unvaccinated. There's just a small problem with that. This is back to a story, and this is written by Alex Berenstain. They now acknowledge that argument is not true. Testing shows that many cases are in vaccinated people, and no country with 2/3 of its adults vaccinated with 2 doses like Britain could have an increase like this unless vaccinated people were also being infected. I did the story from the Wall Street Journal 3 weeks ago. Over half of Great Britain's new cases are in the fully vaccinated. That by itself says, and there's no difference between human beings in Great Britain and the United States. This ocean does not genetically separate us. It only geographically separates us. In early July, Israel reported that their vaccine appeared to have fallen to 64% effectiveness. An independent analyst reported that effectiveness had fallen below 30% by the end of the month. Now advocates are trying to minimize the significance of the fact that vaccinated people are becoming infected by arguing that they are not being hospitalized or dying. That theory is also falling apart. The number of people hospitalized with severe COVID in Israel has more than doubled since late June. And an Israeli government advisor acknowledged July 5th that more than half of serious COVID cases were occurring in, quote, fully vaccinated, unquote, people. Data from England and Scotland show similar trends. In Scotland, hospitalizations have risen more than fivefold in the last several weeks, and more than half the people who died of COVID in the last week of June were fully vaccinated. This is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. This is vaccinated as well. I wanted to get into this statistic here. So listen to this about Israel. Israel was one of the first, this much smaller country than ours, geographically, demographically, small population. They really jumped at this vaccine, and they used Pfizer. See, I was talking to yesterday to one of my friends who is taking the vaccine and is pretty hip to it, and we're going doing our back and forth very respectfully. And she said, "Well, yeah, but Israel's using one of those, you know, no-name things from China or Russia or something like that." I said, "No, no, they're using Pfizer." And she said, "No, I don't think so." And I pulled it up and said, "Nope, it's Pfizer." Was what was used in Israel. It's the same Pfizer vaccine we have here. Again, we're not genetically different than people in Israel. Pfizer vaccine now completely worthless in Israel as more than 80%. And again, juxtapose this to the idea that the media is constantly telling us we have a pandemic of the unvaccinated in order to continue to push this jab. In Israel, more than 80% of all COVID-19 patients were previously vaccinated. More than 80%. That means less than 20% of the people who were diagnosed with COVID in Israel are unvaccinated. How is that a pandemic of the unvaccinated when more than 80% of the cases in Israel, and this is coming from their health ministry, their health dashboard. So you can look this up. Again, I don't exaggerate things here. And this is what they say when it comes to this idea of breakthrough cases. That they're just small. Oh, yes, we expected. You know, when they tell you that something is 95% effective, that leaves that 5%. There's a little wiggle room for the case here or there. But it does not account for 80% of the cases in Israel are in fully vaccinated. But this is what they say about the breakthrough cases.
Miguel, a lot of folks have been talking about these breakthrough infections, which are rare but happen. What do we know?
Well, Lester, the CDC stopped tracking breakthrough infections unless they resulted in hospitalization, which is rare. But NBC News has heard back from 27 states so far, and we've tallied 66,000 breakthrough cases. That's just a small fraction of the vaccinated.
So there you go. Oh, it's just a small 66,000. It's just a small amount. Well, in Israel, it's greater than 80%. And I come back. I got to take a break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to let you listen to one of Pfizer's board members. He almost lets the truth slip. He catches himself. And the way what I believe is that when he's sitting in the board of directors of Pfizer, and this is Trump's guy. He was Trump put him at the top of the FDA. Now he's on the board of directors of Pfizer. You see how that works? FDA to pharmaceutical companies to the FDA, FDA back to the pharmaceutical companies. Basically, these people come out of the industry. They go in the FDA to make sure that they tinker around with the rules to make sure that the pharmaceutical company is making massive amounts of money, and then they're rewarded for tinkering around with the system to tilt everything towards pharmaceutical company success. They're like economic assassins being sent out from the big drug makers into the CDC, the NIH, and the FDA. They go in, they accomplish their mission, they parachute, golden parachute right back out into the industry. This is another one of these things, just like the division that everybody's falling for. I don't know why people can't get hip to this. It you can go to even Wikipedia, as dishonest as it is. They just put it out in front of your face. Go look at the careers of people. When you find a bureaucrat that's in one of these agencies, anybody that Biden's put in or Trump's put in or Obama's put in or Clinton's put in, go in and look at any of their cabinet members. Just look at their industry ties. And then what's really fun is to watch after that president is gone and then to see where they scatter to like cockroaches. They go right back to the same industries that they were supposedly regulating while they were in the government. But Scott Gottlieb almost told the truth, because I think he's just so used to saying this one particular word in the board of directors meetings with Pfizer and all of their closed doors meetings. And he almost said something on public television. He caught himself in the nick of time. It's actually kind of comical. I'll be right back.
Food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own.
You want to hear a really gross clip? This is Stephanie Ruhle. She's over at MSNBC. She says something that my jaw dropped when I heard her saying this.
COVID cases are back on the rise in 48 states. And this morning, there's growing questions about the role businesses should be playing in enforcing rules about mask mandates and vaccinations. Remember, the U.S. government spent trillions of dollars in the last year supporting businesses, supporting individuals in our time of need. The question now is, where are these businesses now that the government needs their help?
Is she seriously saying that the government was a huge ally of the business community, particularly the Main Street business community? The government came in and forced them to close their businesses. Hundreds of thousands of them went bankrupt. And we're supposed to consider that a favor? And now it's time for us to pony up and return the favor that the government... Believe me, I would like to return the favor that the government did to the business community. I'd like to shut the government down for a prolonged period of time. They are a threat to us much larger than COVID has ever thought about being. But this nut job on MSNBC says, where are the businesses? The government did them such big favors last year. Why aren't they chipping in? Absolutely unbelievable. Here's Scott Gottlieb. He says something towards the end of this. He's on CNBC, because that's where Big Pharma goes to talk their book. Vaccine companies very popular on CNBC because of the massive windfall at taxpayer expense for this shot. So this is Scott Gottlieb talking to Joe Kernan. It's towards the very end, but the whole clip is worth listening to. But towards the end, you'll hear him start a word and stop it mid-word because it almost slips out.
People are still saying that the hesitancy that some have is because it's not fully approved. You described that the application isn't complete yet, and it's a rolling application where they're still collecting data from certain subgroups before you get to full.
What he means, actually, is I'll translate that for you. They're still cherry-picking the data. Because I guarantee you there's a lot of data they do not want put into the packet to send to the FDA for full approval. There's a lot of data that will be ignored.
Full approval. When do you expect full approval? And I don't really know whether that's why people aren't getting it. Do you think more people would get it if there was full approval? There's a conspiracy theories that say, look, they haven't approved this because, you know, they know something. And I don't think that's what it is. But, you know, that's the stigma.
Yeah, the full application's in now. So at least with Pfizer, I can't speak to Moderna, but it is in right now. I think Pfizer submitted the application originally May 21st. I always predicted, I've said many times, I think it's going to take the FDA 3 months to approve the applications from the time of first submission. I think that's a reasonable timeline. It might slip a couple of weeks. It might slip into early September. But I think the timeline of 3 months from the receipt of the initial application is what FDA is working on. In my view, given my experience at the agency. So I think this.
You hear that? This is one of the board of directors of Pfizer talking about his experience at the agency because Trump put him as head of the FDA before he went back to Pfizer.
This is coming up. In terms of what it's going to drive, I think on the margin, it probably will drive more confidence about getting vaccinated. There probably are people for whom they're deterred from getting vaccinated because it's not fully approved. But I think more likely what's going to happen is it's going to give healthcare institutions and other employers more impetus to mandate vaccination.
Then there you go. Ding, ding, ding. I will disagree with some of my fellow co-hosts here and in other conservative places where they say this thing's never going to get full approval because it doesn't meet the definition of a vaccine. I agree with you there. I agree with the fact that it doesn't meet the definition, but I disagree with you that this thing won't get approved. I think absolutely this thing will be approved because it's corrupt. But here he goes. Listen to the word he starts to say and pulls back from. It's a word I've used quite often, but he seems a little shy in trotting it out.
Once it's no longer perceived as under an emergency use authorization, I think.
Did you get it? Did you hear it there? Let me back it up here again. He starts a word and he stops it.
It's going to give healthcare institutions and other employers more impetus to mandate vaccination. Once it's no longer perceived as under an emergency use authorization.
He starts to say, once it's no longer experimental. Can I play it one more time? Is it bad form on the radio to continue to rehash the same point over and over? I can't help it. Because I've been saying this thing is an experiment on hundreds of millions of Americans. This is not a guy in a van down by the river. This is a guy on the board of directors of Pfizer. And I believe they use this term experimental quite often in the behind closed doors at Pfizer and at the health agencies. But they do not allow the mainstream media to say this word. He almost slips. It's beautiful.
Healthcare institutions and other employers more impetus to mandate vaccination. Once it's no longer perceived as under an emergency use authorization, I think a lot of businesses, a lot of healthcare settings are going to mandate vaccination going into the fall.
Once it's not no longer experimental. Now, that's going to be in about 4 years because I don't think they've ever had trials that were shorter than 5 years. Since we've got this thing out, initial testing, or getting close to about a year into getting this jab in people's arms, it will cease to be experimental in about 4 years. They should have all of the data they need. But again, they'll cherry pick the data. Go to OpenVaers, that's Open, V-A-E-R-S, either.com or .org, and you can look at the data for yourself. And if you're considering getting this vaccine, air quotes around that word, or if you're considering getting your kid lined up for the jab, you might want to go to OpenVaers and go ahead and see the data for yourself and make your decisions from that. I got to tell you, I don't know many people that will visit that website and then roll up their sleeves enthusiastically. I'll be right back.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. I need your understanding. I need your love so much.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. The only, I believe... Correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm really kind of interested to know. I believe WYAB may be the only media outlet in central Mississippi that is advising any level of caution on this shot. And I'm bringing you news from around the world, Great Britain, Israel, About to give you a little something about India that you're not going to hear covered in the mainstream news. All you're going to hear is go out, get the shot, get the first one you can find. It doesn't matter if you're big, if you're small, if you're young, if you're old, if you're 2 years old, if you're 200 years old. Rush out and get it. What's the best one? The first one you can find. That is pretty much the media landscape. If there are other people in the resistance out there, I'd like to make contact with them, so please let me know. If you're hearing anything on any public airwaves, TV, radio, that is a part of the resistance. A couple of clips from last week, and then I'll take calls. I like to hear from people, but I've just got so much. I come with a lot of research and stories and clips to get through. I'll try to get some kind of a flow to the show. So here's a couple of the clips that made news last week. One, of course, and this is where I talk about, I have sat here for 4 years trying to combat the left versus right, black versus white, all of these different divisions among us. Because I know, as I report on the financial condition, the greatest wealth transfer in the history of the United States from the 99.9% up to that 0.1%. It's happening. It's been happening for quite a while now. It's on steroids now. And this division is just taking your eye off of that. Quit lumping everybody. Quit lumping all of the vaccinated into this group of stupid people who just, they deserve what they get. Even if they're pompous and pious about it, I know that's annoying. But they're just misled. We've all been misled. Or if you think you've got a friend that's an anti-vaxxer and you think they're a danger, then listen to this show. I'm giving you statistics that should give you some level to at least say, well, I can understand why they feel that way. I disagree with them. I got the shot. I feel great. But I can understand with those kinds of things going on around the world and here in the United States, I'm about to give you a big statistic. Then maybe you can understand their hesitancy a little bit. But I'm not going to sit here and allow this new division within this country. We can't afford any more divisions. It is time to heal the old ones and take out the people in power. Not talking violently, I guess. I'm talking about just withdrawing support from these people. Thomas Dobbs is not, I don't care how many degrees he's got. He does not have my best interest at heart more than I do. He's not smarter about my life than I am. So these people need to be sidelined. They can give us all the recommendations they want. Absolutely. All the advice, you know, any opinion they have, they're professionals in the field, I'll take it in. But the idea of treating the people who disregard their advice or their recommendations like some kind of a rube, and that's what they're doing. Here was Joe Biden. And again, this comes into this division. I'm saying, how long before the violence breaks out between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated? Because of comments like this from Joe Biden.
We now have, and this map is stunning and sad, a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is absolutely right. And the pandemic of the partially vaccinated.
Yeah, okay, so I apologize. I got my clips backwards there. But that's the narrative now, that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. I just gave you 30 minutes worth of statistics last hour. If you didn't hear it, you can get the podcast. You can email me. I'll send you my show notes with my source material, MikeMadisonWYAB.com. Get the podcast, themikemadisonshow.podbean.com, or subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts. I think it's on the TuneIn app as well. Probably some other places I don't even know about. But this quite simply is not a pandemic of simply the unvaccinated. But that's how they're phrasing this. You'll hear this term over and over. The word has been sent out. This is what we're calling. Yeah, so this is Joe Biden asked on his way out to the helicopter. They woke him up for a nap, told him to go out and get on the whirly thing out there. And so he's walking out and they ask him about this idea of the White House telling Facebook who to take down, who to deplatform because of the misinformation. And this is how Biden says it. Now, he misspeaks here. But his intent comes through loud and clear.
Like Facebook.
They're killing people. I mean, it really, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
So there you go. You've got the President of the United States coming out and telling you that the unvaccinated people are killing people. This is just as dangerous, if not more so, than the idea of Trump is a Nazi. You remember hashtag punch a Nazi? And a Nazi was simply anybody who had a Trump sign in their yard. It was just carte blanche to say these people are Nazis. There's a fascist takeover of the country. Run out and punch somebody. It's just absolutely as dangerous as that. Got a caller on the line. Caller, are you with me?
Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. Hey, this is Dennis. Hey, I was just wondering why, and maybe you can ask, maybe there is no answer, why is the federal government so bent on everybody getting this vaccine? I mean, it could be because they're really worried about your health. Federal government's not too much worried about your health.
No.
I mean, there's something, either they're making money off of every person who gets a shot, or there's something else. It's just, I've never seen all, I mean, I'm 55. There have been quite a few little, I've had to take vaccines before through, 55 years. But, I mean, this is unprecedented on how they want you to get it so bad.
Yeah. To the point of being really creepy. And my first thing is always follow the money. That's just one of the easiest things to do. And the pharmaceutical lobby has got tremendous power. I mean, they've got what I believe. I heard three the other day, but the statistic I had heard was that there are six pharma lobbyists for every member of Congress. So the pharma is just making massive amounts of money. But you're right. The push for this thing, it feels desperate and creepy, particularly when they ran up to this wall of the so-called hesitant. I mean, they are door to door. It has just gotten to the point where it is creepy. Now, a lot of people will say they're trying to kill us all. They're trying to cull the population. Maybe. I mean, at this point, I'm open to just about anything. It is incredibly creepy, but I don't know. It could just be money. It could be stupidity. I'm actually going to start studying, and I believe there's a book written about it, The Madness of Crowds. I think a lot of us underestimate that you can actually have a mass insanity over things. It's happened historically around a bunch of different stuff. We may be witnessing mass insanity. I don't know, but you're right. It is without precedent, this push.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with you. I don't believe there's some super chip that they're putting in everybody. But I do believe it's either the money, or there is a larger agenda.
Yeah.
Control, not so much the vaccine. Vaccine is just a part of the control. Now you have to force this. And now the next thing they force on you be easier.
Right.
And the next thing they force on you be, and then pretty much they're going to tell you exactly what to do.
I think you're exactly right.
I believe they've seen how much power shutting down the United States. They're like, holy shit, we got that much power?
Yeah, I know.
Let's keep going.
I absolutely agree with you there. There is something, because the most suspicious thing to me about this whole thing is, if there was this disease out there and it really was bad and there was no treatment for it and it was killing, 5%, 10% of the population, I could understand that. But we have got a disease with a 99.7% survival rate. Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine have proven to be effective. And they have stopped doctors from prescribing those things. So there are so many things out there around this that are more suspicious than just the vaccine in their totality, something very nefarious is going on. And if it's all just for money, I mean, I can't even imagine a lust for money that would drive something this nefarious. So it does feel like there's something else at play as well.
I'm thinking it's power. They've seen how much power they really truly have now and how a bunch of sheep Americans have become. But like I'm on a very large job site here in Jackson, and we've had three people get COVID, and all two of the three have already had shots.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean,
but here's the deal. They feel fine. They're at the house. They're sitting there for 10 days. But I mean, I talk to them, they'll come out to the job site, but they'll stay way out. And they said, no, I feel fine. I feel a little tired. So, that, and again, if this is not the killer, that everybody's, unvaccinated people are dying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if this were killing 6% of the population, but the numbers, even their own numbers, show that only 10% of the people in the United States have even tested positive for this thing. So that means that 90% of the people haven't been touched by it at all. Now, there are probably a lot of people out there who have been exposed and fought it off and never got tested at the time, but their no numbers show only 10% of the population has even been diagnosed with this, or I don't even like to use that term because the PCR test is so flawed, but only 10% of people have gotten it, and the number of people who have died is really microscopic compared to the grand scheme of things with their numbers. And then you throw in the fact that so many of the cases were died with COVID, not died from COVID. So the whole thing from the top to the bottom stinks. And the media's complicity in this, including some of my fellow travelers in conservative talk radio, is stunning to me that there's not more curiosity and questions being asked about this whole thing.
And this is stunk from day one.
Yes.
It's not like, from day one.
Yeah, and it gets worse. It keeps
getting
worse.
worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a matter of time. They are going to turn the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. And I can say in somewhere there's going to be a crowd riot and somebody's going to get hurt because they're not vaccinated. I mean, it's coming.
Yeah.
And that's what they want.
Yes.
They want division.
I just played that clip where Joe Biden comes out and said the unvaccinated are killing people. That was an actual word from our president. So
You're
exactly right. Something funky's going on. I appreciate the call. Thanks.
Okay, buddy.
All right. Bye. I'm going to play this clip. So that was Joe Biden before the caller. And it is. It's just gotten creepy. I mean, I've had this conversation with other friends. I understand money. I understand big pharma profits. I'm not stupid. I'm a follow the money guy. But this has gone beyond that. It has gotten into some really, really creepy territory. I got another caller on the line. Hey, caller, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's going on?
You know, this door-to-door situation.
Yeah.
Now, my background, I was stomping around in rice paddies in the 60s. And then into the 70s, I went visiting three times. I live in the country by design. I leave everybody alone. They're not going to fare well when they come to my house and tell me I have to have a vaccination.
That's going to get ugly at some point, I tell you what.
And as far as, supposedly you take the vaccine, you're safe. And the unvaccinated are killing people. Well, us unvaccinated folks apparently are ignorant, and the only people that we can kill are unvaccinated people. So, look like Biden would be happy us non-scientist people are killing each other.
Yeah,
so
it's just
that's the beginning of the herd.
Gonna wipe out all the rubes. Yeah, you would think that they'd really like that.
But now, this is where I don't know the stupidity of these people or the arrogance. You take the South in the rural areas. You take the Southwest in the rural areas, and even up in the Midwest, and I would say in New York State, somebody knocks on your door and starts asking you none of their business questions. Problems are going to ensue.
Yeah, and they said those people that are going door to door are volunteers. God help them. I don't know what's convinced them to do this, but for some of them, that is going to be a long day at work, day after day after day of this volunteer work, because they are not going to be received well by a large percentage of the population.
I have an 85-pound companion with four legs and teeth that walks with me.
That's right.
Every place I go. But, I'm not even, they can't blame me being a Republican. I am not a Republican. I'd probably be a libertarian.
There you go.
Financial conservative, and I am a constitutionalist. And so to put myself in the real nut class for Biden, I own firearms, I carry them, and I'm proficient in them because it's my constitutional right. And I have a constitutional right to privacy. And you knock on my door, number one, you're trespassing. Number two, you say, are you vaccinated? I have the constitutional right to tell you go to hell. It's none of your business.
Well, to have a situation in the United States where they are basically knocking on doors and asking to see your papers and your medical history, that is just about as creepy as it gets. And I just wonder if we're going to hear anything from the one good side of the left. For traditionally was the idea of privacy and you know, this idea of government snooping around in your life. They used to be really, really hip to that. I mean, they were very good on civil rights issues. It seems to be disappearing.
It suited them then. But if I may, I pass along this to everybody that talks to me about it. If they will go read a history of Germany from 1925 till 1945, that's what's going on here.
Yeah, we're in about, what, 1935 right now?
Yes, sir, and we're going to get to take a wheelbarrow full of dollars to buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah, you're right. That's the biggest issue we probably have faced, and most people aren't paying attention to
and,
it.
And
I got to jump to a break real quick, but I certainly appreciate the call.
I appreciate the show and enjoy it.
Hey, thanks so much. All right, got to take a break. Be right back. You got to stick around for this statistic. I'm just saying, this is a big one. Stay with me.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
All right, today's whole show is don't let them do this new division between vaccinated and unvaccinated. We got enough divisions. We need to heal the old ones and come together. I know that's kumbaya stuff to a lot of people and not popular on conservative radio. I'm fully aware of that. I'm out here on an island. Island's not a bad place to be. Most of us long to retire to an island, but I am on an intellectual island out here. I know. We like to point, if you don't want the shot, you like to point at the vaccinated and call them stupid and they all die. They got what's coming to them. No. A lot of people that I know and love have gotten this shot. I don't want anything bad to happen to them. I hope there's no long-term concerns. But boy, the trends are not good right now. But right now, we don't know what the long-term consequences are, but we do know what they're trying to drive now, and this is this us versus them. If you're unvaccinated, that's their term. If you hadn't gotten the jab, then you were some kind of a threat. This was Jen Psaki, and this is going to lead up to my big statistic. So listen to what they say first, and then I'll give you what's actually happening.
Not take a vaccine. Young people, old people, kids, children, this is all being, a lot of them are being impacted by misinformation.
The big concern, though, I think for a lot of people on Facebook is that now this is Big Brother watching you.
They're more concerned about that than people dying across the country because of a pandemic.
Now, that's interesting to me. She doesn't even refute the idea of Big Brother. She's like, well, I mean, yeah, it might be Big Brother, but I mean, isn't it worse that people are dying? Yeah, we've rolled out Big Brother, but at a time like this, this is how they always roll out stuff, right? Get everybody so scared that the line of what you will accept moves way up. So she doesn't even refute the Big Brother stuff. You would think that a competent spokeshole for the White House would go, hold on a second now, we're not trying to do any kind of Big Brother. But she doesn't. She just glosses over and goes, well, would you rather see people die?
They're watching you.
They're more concerned about that than people dying across the country because of a pandemic where misinformation is traveling on social media platforms. That feels unlikely to me. If you have the data to back that up, I'm happy to discuss it.
Oh, yeah. You have to come at her with data. She can just spout stuff out. So, okay, Jen Psaki, I got some data for you here. Here's quite a little statistic. Last week in the United States, there were 1,918 total COVID-19 deaths in the United States. I don't know if they're still reporting a heart attack of somebody who's tested positive for COVID as a COVID death. I just assume they're still inflating the numbers because that's what's best for the fear-mongering, but I don't know. But let's take them at their face word here. Last week, there were 1,918 total COVID-19 deaths in the United States. You know what else happened last week? There were 2,092 deaths from the COVID vaccine. This is according to the CDC-linked VAERS website. Let me make sure I'm putting those numbers close enough for everybody to understand, since you're not looking at them and I'm having to hear this through an audio format. Last week, there were 1,918 COVID deaths. There were 2,092 deaths from the vaccine, as reported on the CDC's VAERS database. More people were killed from the vaccine last week than were killed by the disease. What? And I would imagine that unless they get they start really goosing up these COVID-19 death numbers, that this is going to continue to happen. You are going to have more, you are having more people die of the, air quotes here in the studio, cure than the actual disease itself. Back to Alex Bernstein's article, he said public health authorities are also trying to blame the Delta variant, which supposedly is more communicable than the original SARS-CoV-2, for the rise in cases. This argument also makes little sense. In India, which was the original home of the Delta variant and where almost no one is vaccinated, cases have fallen 90% since early May. In India, which was the original home of the Delta variant and where almost no one is vaccinated, cases have fallen 90% since May. But they tell us here in the United States that this Delta variant, and now they're putting the plus on there, it's the Delta plus, like a little extra dollop of fear on the top of it. They're telling us it is the new existential threat and it's attacking our children and it's going to be really, this is even more impetus to get this jab. But in India, where nobody's jabbed, and the Delta started, their cases have fallen 90% since early May. And that's not a long period of time. It's just disappearing over there. Again, this is why I say Americans would be well served to start paying attention to news from around the world and not in our little bubble of controlled media here about what they say is going on in the streets. So Jen Psaki, Joe Biden comes out and said the unvaccinated are killing the killing people. Jen Psaki says it's misinformation that is killing and stopping people from getting the vaccine. And yet the CDC's own website, the VAERS database, shows that more people actually died from what she's pushing than the actual disease itself. You certainly aren't going to hear that anywhere. I had one other clip here that is just, this just, I don't even understand. Our media can't be this bad by accident. I've met some people in journalism school, bright people. I really like, investigative journalists. They can't all be this dumb. I mean, I probably have to play another clip after this one, but let's listen to this. This was NBC Nightly News. And they're talking about whether or not you should take an antibody test after you get the vaccine, the shot. I'm trying to break the habit. And they're saying, no, I'll let her explain it to you here, and then we'll dovetail that with a clip that I've played two times on the show over the past 3 or 4 weeks already.
COVID-19 antibody tests are easy to find. The FDA has authorized 85 different tests. They look for antibodies that develop after a COVID infection. But can they detect your immune response after a vaccine? Doctors say not reliably.
I guess I was curious to see that the vaccine had worked.
46-year-old David Latt says his antibody levels were high after he had COVID. So when he got vaccinated recently, he took another test.
Now, doesn't this make sense? I mean, for all of us out here who are not vaccinologists, I don't even know if that's a term, like volcanologist, I'm just using it. We're not immunologists, we're not epidemiologists. But wouldn't you think that if you have what protects you going forward, you get COVID, you develop the antibodies, you fight it off, you develop the antibodies, and you move on with your life. This happens with all viruses. I assume all viruses, maybe Ebola or some of the really deadly ones, maybe That's the why they're so deadly. I don't know. But for most viruses, the flu or anything like that, you fight it off, you develop the antibodies. Wouldn't you think, just as a layperson out there, that that's what this shot is all about, is giving you that same robust immune function to fight it off? No, that's not the case at all.
I thought my antibodies would be through the roof. Instead...
Surely they disclosed this to him before they gave him the jab. How can somebody who went to somebody who's qualified to jam a syringe into your arm, how did they not tell him exactly what was going to happen? He sounds very surprised, almost like he didn't know exactly what was being jammed into him, that maybe they didn't disclose everything to him. He makes the very logical assumption, which most of us would make, hey, if I had antibodies before, man, after getting this shot, I bet you I'm going to be brimming with antibodies.
Had COVID. So when he got vaccinated recently, he took another test.
I thought my antibodies would be through the roof. Instead, they were just barely positive.
Does that mean the vaccine didn't work on you?
Not necessarily.
You got to love this, air quotes here in the studio, the science. I don't know who they're interviewing here. I can't remember. Some doctor or health authority. Does this mean the vaccine's not working? Not necessarily. Well, that's real confident, isn't it? It doesn't have to mean that. I don't think so.
Tests really only probe one part of your immune system.
Mayo Clinic scientist Alitza Thiel says antibody tests are most useful for research. And multiple tests are on the market designed to detect different types of antibodies.
Just because you're positive may not mean that you have a long-term protective immunity. And just because you're negative doesn't mean that you have no immunity at this point.
Both the FDA and CDC do not recommend antibody tests after vaccination.
Yeah, saying they don't want anybody else finding out. Because everybody who's lined up and rolled their sleeve up, they think they've got this great antibody response to this thing. They think they're loaded up. So the CDC says, hey, don't go take a test afterwards. Just trust us. Don't be looking into your own immune system.
These tests were authorized to detect past infection, not to determine a person's immunity to the virus.
Now, here is the clip that I played last week. I played it a couple of times. This is about 2 or 3 weeks old, about the Red Cross. Oh, I think I've got it here. Hold on a second. Yes, here it is. Here it is. Ah. Look at that. Brain's still firing at my advanced age. Why I started that segment off by saying, I don't believe everybody in the media can be this stupid, but this news has been out for weeks. And this was the story about the Red Cross, I believe it's Red Cross, not taking convalescent plasma from people who have gotten the jab.
COVID-19 vaccine. You're going to want to listen to this. The Red Cross says anyone who has received their COVID-19 vaccine cannot donate convalescent plasma to help other COVID-19 patients in hospitals. That plasma is made up of antibodies from people who have recovered from the virus, but the vaccine wipes out those antibodies, making the convalescent plasma ineffective in treating other COVID-19 patients.
So the reason that that guy had a high antibody count and then got the jab, and then he went back thinking his antibody count would be through the roof and that he was Superman and could walk unencumbered through society. And he found out it was nothing, was barely even positive. This shot wipes out the natural antibodies. The Red Cross is saying we can't use it. If you've gotten the shot, it's wiped out all of your antibodies. Doesn't matter if you had COVID. Your antibodies are gone to this thing. And so when I talk about journalists being dumb, this news has been out for weeks. That the vaccine wipes out the jab, the shot, whatever. It wipes out your natural antibodies. Why somebody who has fought off COVID is going and taking something that destroys their natural immunity to this thing is beyond me. But the fact is, most people don't understand that's what it's doing. That guy that was just on that, he didn't know. And the people who have had this disease, and I just will hearken back to this. I had a function scheduled for this weekend. And two of the hosts of the function have had to postpone because both of them, fully vaccinated, have contracted COVID. Because the shot wiped out their antibodies. One of them had it before, I know. I'm not sure about the other one. But the one who had it, this shot wiped out her antibodies. And now she's got it again. It is unbelievable this is not part of the conversation of letting people know. They should at least tell you, hey, Pfizer and Moderna are so much more clever than the human body or God. Those antiquated, those your antibodies are so 2019. We don't rely on those anymore. We rely on the great researchers, the great scientists at the pharmaceutical companies now. We don't need no stinking antibodies. Thanks, God. You got us here. We'll take it from here. We're going to wipe out those antibodies and instead plug you with this gene therapy. And the statistics are showing that this is not trending in the right way. If this is an experiment, and it is, as Scott Gottlieb almost let the cat out of the bag, it's a failed experiment as of this point.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
All right, we're back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. WYAB being essentially the resistance out there, the rebel outpost. I think it's like Star Wars. We're up against the Empire. I'm telling you, I think WYAB is the only media outlet in central Mississippi that is doing this kind of material, giving you a second opinion. Some of you can reject it and go about your merry way, but people should admire the fact you've got one source that is not censored, that is not directed what to say. We do not have financial interests. We're not sponsored by pharma. We're not sponsored by the Republican Party. We just call it like we see it. I think there's so much value in that. Share the station with others. Talking to my friend yesterday, my Democrat liberal friend, we were talking about the shots. She's pro-shot. I am not. And we got into a pleasant conversation. Just going back and forth. She told me her things. She learned that Israel used the Pfizer shot. She didn't know that. And I didn't have to scream at her. I didn't tell her she was dumb. And she's had it. And I really hope that she does not suffer any consequence. This is somebody I really like. So I don't do the either side of the debate hate. That the other side should just die. A lot of the vax people, oh, these unvax people are just stupid rubes. Just let them die. It'd be better when they're gone anyway. What kind of sick stuff is that? You're going to let Anthony Fauci turn you into a psychopath? One of the things that made a little bit of impact with her, it seemed like, and it's a fact, Dr. Robert Merlone, he is the inventor of the mRNA vaccine technology. He's not an anti-vaxxer. This is the guy that invented the... And the other thing, too, I will caution people, don't have hate for this man. Look what he created. He should go... No, he's a whistleblower. He's an innovator. He tried to do something. He discovered a new technology. How it's used is not the inventor's fault. And he has come out as a whistleblower. He's not hiding behind something going, oh, gosh. I get some money from this because I helped invent the technology. I don't want to say anything and upset the apple cart. I'll let them figure out how bad it is down the road. No, he's coming out. He's all over the place. Well, you know, in alternative media anyway. But he's come out with another warning or just an observation. Not a warning, but an observation. Dr. Robert Malone, a pioneer in the field of mRNA vaccines, shared a viral Twitter thread on Friday which lays out a disturbing trend. The most vaccinated countries in the world are experiencing a surge in COVID-19 cases while the least vaccinated countries are not. This is worrying me quite a bit, tweeted Malone. He's using the Threader app. What is that? This is a. It's on tweet. Okay. I don't know anything about Twitter. This is something you can do inside there. He's got a tweet out there on this thread reader. It says something really odd is going on in Europe where you're seeing many surges at many places where most of the population has already been vaccinated. At the same time, the 15 least vaccinated countries don't seem to face any problem. And I got to take a break. I went long last time, but I'm going to finish with something from Alex Berenstein's column that he wrote about this. Because this is what people need to wrap their mind around now. I have been, I believe, you know, I talk about WYAB being kind of the lone voice out there in this particular issue, and some others too, taking on the establishment Republican Party. You don't hear a lot of that on conservative talk radio, but we've certainly been alone on this issue. But I've been alone in the alone in saying that this was not just about the election. People are still saying that. Oh, sure, they used it. Never let a good crisis go to waste. That's Rahm Emanuel. But the crisis was created. And as a matter of fact, I've got something very interesting to cover on this Friday, in False Flag Friday. There was an event 201 that a lot of people point to as the dry run for this pandemic hysteria we're seeing right now. Did you know there was another exercise going on in 2019? I think I'll wait till Friday to talk about that one. I think it'll be shocking to people. But anyway, they're not done with us yet. This is not over. It was not about November 3rd. This is a much, much bigger push. As the caller said earlier, I'm not sure exactly what all it's about. I'm sure Bill Gates would like to see fewer people on the planet, and he has actually said out of his mouth, we want population reductions, and we think we can accomplish that through vaccination programs. One of these things that doesn't seem like any reporters ever went and said, what the hell did you mean by that? Seems like that's a pretty startling statement. He never retracted it. He didn't say he misspoke, and nobody ever asked him about it. So there are some nefarious players out there who do see us all as useless eaters. But the thing about some of these big things you see, whether it's wars or banker bailouts or any of these things, there's so many different people at the trough that there's a lot of different motives. It's not always just, I do not subscribe to the six families controlling planet Earth that are lizard people. Could be true. But I don't know that, so I don't talk about that. There's just a lot of vested interest in it, but they're not done with us yet. And Alex Berenstein brings something up that I think everybody should be paying attention to. I'll do that when I come back. Stay with me.
If you're considering renovations, remodels, or roofing, call on Tri-County Restoration. Do you have an insurance claim? We work with all insurance companies. Tri-County offers kitchen and bath remodels, wood floor refinishing, patio and sunroom additions, and is a GAF-certified roofing contractor. And Tri-County Restoration can handle new construction for that home you've always dreamed of. Call Tri-County Restoration, 601-856-2530, or visit our website, tcr.ms. That's tcr.ms.
All right, final segment for the day, but I wanted to bring this up just kind of as a cautionary thing, and this is for all of you. Vaxxed or unvaxxed, they're coming back for you again, because I don't know how many times we need to see this in the surge in cases and the restrictions that follow. Alex Berenstein in his piece goes through the fact that these pharmaceutical companies that are lobbying for boosters now are tacitly admitting, while not coming out and saying it, that even if these things did provide protection, it must wear off very quickly. That's why you need the booster. But they're just saying it's, you know, they couch it in, well, we want you to be super duper immune. But the fact that it needs a booster should be a sign of some level of failure. I mean, wouldn't you rather one and done? Well, that's not the case. So he talks about that for a little bit, but I want to read the end of his piece here. He says, I hope it's clear by now to know for sure just how quickly the vaccines lose their effectiveness will require very careful and honest statistical analysis of complex data. Instead of offering that, however, American public health authorities are doubling down on the promise of vaccine effectiveness. They trumpet unverified statistics that appear increasingly implausible in the light of the more granular data coming from Israel and especially Britain, which has an excellent data from a national healthcare system and commitment to publishing weekly reports that cannot be easily manipulated. Again, you got to look outside of the United States to see what's really going on. His piece goes on to say, for now, the United States has not seen the big increases in cases that have hit Britain and Israel since May. But the mRNA vaccines work the same everywhere. So it's hard to see why America will not, unless natural infection-generated immunity is so much higher here that it blunts the impact of vaccine failure. And what he's saying is, we're seeing the same thing happen we've already seen happen twice. And the reason that I think it's important to start thinking about now, if you own a business, if you're a pastor or a priest at a church, if you've got school-age children, you need to start figuring out right now if you are not going to allow another round of restrictions to close your business, to close your church, to close your schools, to mask your children. Because these spikes that happen in other countries, they come here. They have already twice. And what they're seeing in Israel and Britain, they're starting to do the same thing again. In Great Britain, they're talking about another round of lockdowns. They never even really got out of lockdowns. And they're talking about going back into it over this Delta variant. And again, to give some context, the Delta variant, which started in India, already subsided. The cases are down 90%. No big mass vaccination program in India. I suspect they're using some hydroxychloroquine and some ivermectin over there. They haven't. At one point in India, they stopped using it. They had been using it. They stopped. The cases spiked. So they may be just as corrupt over there. But this Delta variant went through India, and now it's basically gone. And it would be here, too. They're not going to allow that to happen. In Great Britain and these other countries, in Israel, they are reinstituting these lockdowns. We've got to get into our minds as business owners, as parents, as everything else, whether we are going to tolerate this stuff again. And if we allow this to happen again, if we allow more small businesses to go down the tubes, if we allow them to take another year away from our children, canceling sports and graduations and proms and homecomings, there is no hope for us. The data is in. We know what we're dealing with now. And we know the consequences, the suicides, the drug overdoses, the lack of people getting proper medical care for pre-existing conditions because they're scared to go to the hospitals. We see all of the costs now. We're far enough into this thing that we have a good idea. Now, we can't rely on them to explain it to us. We need to look at it with our own eyes. And I would certainly look to the business community to say no. When Thomas Dobbs comes out and says, we're back down to 50% occupancy, business owners need to say no. Absolutely not. Hopefully the sheriffs will come along with us. That's all the time I got today. See you tomorrow.
No matter
Bye-bye.
How hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.